you want for Christmas. Don't ask that, because they'll send you a pair of Nikes, $225. So this year, I just sent the money, just like Sister Brenda Lou Britt Williams. I sent the money. Buy what you want. It's above my budget for which album. Well, we're getting on up there, y'all.
Two minutes.
659.
That's what I got.
That's what I got.
Yeah, we should have a short little program tonight.
We got somebody,
a
guest bringing the word, I think.
With it's 7 o'clock.
Yes,
7 o'clock. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy
yes.
is everlasting and his truth
yes.
endures to all generations. Good evening.
Amen. Good evening, good evening. It is December the 24th, 2024, and we are ready for our walk in the Word this evening. Welcome to the three P's, preaching, prayer, praise, oh, and the E, equipping, teaching, and recording, Matthew 28:19-24. I am your host, Clarence Conner Jr., and we are ready to begin our service this tonight. So, on the behalf of the Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, Gathering Out of the Box Ministries, and our Thursday Walk in the Word. Oh, don't forget Enlightenment. That's tight. And we are want to welcome you to our Walk in the Word. This evening we're going to begin our services with prayer. I haven't heard the percolator on. I heard two people ring in. Amen. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Brother Clarence.
Hello there, Sister Gloria Brown. How you doing?
I am fine, brother.
Absolutely wonderful.
How is your family?
Oh, they're all in good table order. They ain't talking in G-flat like Jimmy. you know, they're doing quite well,
Good.
So we're going to begin by prayer, and then we will have a song, and then we will have a surprise. We have a guest minister tonight. So let us start with the prayer. Sister Ruby, Sunshine, God, please.
Lord God, our Father. Dear Lord, we come this evening saying thank you. Lord, we're so grateful that you woke us up this morning. Lord, we're so grateful that you kept us safe all day long. Lord, we're so grateful that you brought us down to this 7 p.m. hour. So, Lord, we come right now saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we come asking in the name of Jesus that you forgive us for all our sins, God. Lord,
yes,
we're so
yes.
grateful, grateful just to be alive, just to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I come right now in the name of Jesus lifting up every household that's represented on this line tonight. Lord, you know what we're standing in need of. Lord, I'm not going to ask you to go anywhere because you're already there. I'm just asking that you fill our hearts, fill our minds, Lord God. I'm praying that you will order our footsteps, Lord God. I'm praying that you will let us remember the reason for this season, Lord God. It's not about the presents, not about the gifts, but it's all about you, Lord God. We don't know exactly what day, but we do know you were born. So that we're so grateful this evening, God. Lord God, we just ask that you be with the speaker tonight, Lord God. We just ask that you be with Minister Singleton, Pastor Kiefer, Apostle Adside. We just ask that you bless Deacon Connell. And, Lord God, give a blessing to every household. We don't know what they are in need of. Some may be
yes.
financial. Some may be sick. Some may have debt.
Mm-hmm.
But, Lord, you're in control of it all. And we lay it at your feet tonight, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance to call on your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. It's our sisters that need to know. Amen, amen. I will sing indeed, see, far from the place for sure. Verily, these things that think, sinking can rise no more. But the master of the sea, hear my despairing cry. And from the water he lifted me, I say, am I?
Yes.
Love lifted me.
Yes.
Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me.
Yes.
Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted. Souls in danger look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry wave. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. I tell you that love lifted me.
Yes.
Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Ah, love lifted me.
Yes.
Love lifted me.
Mm-hmm.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Dr. Deb, are you on?
Amen, amen. Want to say good evening to our family. Thank you so much for our opening prayer as well as that song. Deacon Connor, it is an old song of the church, and certainly it is a true song that it was love that lifted me. Amen, amen. Again, good evening to each of you. On this Christmas Eve, this evening, amen, amen. I'm going to ask if Chaplain Ingram has made it to the line. Chaplain Ingram, are you on? Chaplain Ingram. Amen, amen. We had reached out to our chaplain, who is over the Fulton prison there in Macon. We invited her to come and join with us this evening in terms of our sharing. But since we do not hear her on the line, we want to move forward this evening. And if you would, let us turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, looking at verse number 16. John 3:16, a very familiar passage of scripture to all of us. And I believe very fitting for this evening, very fitting for this evening. John chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I want us to go over, if you would, please, to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, and I want us to look at verse number 11, verse number 11, and it reads, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." This evening, I want to just speak from or teach from the topic, the perfect gift. The perfect gift. I have found it. I have found it. What have you found, Minister Deborah? I have found the perfect gift. Each year during this time, stores and malls are packed with people trying to find the perfect gift for that special loved one, that special person, that special someone. Many go through many hours walking, looking, viewing the sale papers, and looking on various websites trying to find the perfect gift. Once found, the gift is wrapped and placed under the tree, waiting for the receiver to open it. Yes, many trees are surrounded right now with packages, with assorted items in them, with those special perfect items, from electronic games to computers to iPads to board games, dolls, new clothing, new phones, jewelry, and the like. All identified, Deacon Connor, as the perfect gift. But for us as believers, the perfect gift, as well as the greatest gift, was given to us over 2,000 years ago. Can I get a witness tonight? God loved us. He sent his own son down to earth as a baby, but he was born King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, he was born in Bethlehem in a stable, for there was no room, there was no guest room at the inn. His mother Mary and his earthly father Joseph surrounded him with love in that stable, along with others that came. They were in amazement, selected as the parents of the Savior of the world. Yes, he carried out his purpose for coming by later dying on the cross, paying a debt that we owed that we could not pay, but rising to life 3 days later with all power in his hand. This evening, I'm talking about the perfect gift. I'm not talking about the new computer, the new laptop, the new iPad. I'm talking tonight about the perfect gift that was given to us over 2,000 years ago. A gift, Deacon Connor, that never grows old. A gift that is eternal. A gift that let me tell you something, you can unwrap it day in and day out. I'm talking about the perfect gift. This means that we can now be reconciled to God and enjoy eternal life in a never-ending relationship with him. Yes, a relationship that never grows old, a relationship that never grows dull, a relationship that we can have with him that is considered to be never-ending. Oh, God gave us the gift of his son, our Savior, and with him, forgiveness, restoration, and the promise of spiritual life that begins now and lasts, y'all, forever. Jesus is God's perfect gift to us. Yeah. Let me tell y'all this. This gift of his son, our Savior. Yes, Deacon Connor, my brothers and sisters tonight, with him it came forgiveness. It came restoration. It came the promise of a spiritual life. It came deliverance. It came healing in the name of Jesus. It's God's perfect gift to us. And He offers, Sister Maxwell, he offers us the companionship and love of a faithful friend. But because he is God's son, he can give us much, much more. He can give us the freedom from our fears and worries, forgiveness of our past, purpose in our life, healing of broken relationships, and the assurance of God's unconditional love. Let me say something tonight. I, I'm in a love relationship, Deacon Connor. I'm in a love relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. It's unconditional. It's a love that's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's a love that resides within my DNA, that I can love those who persecute me. I can love those who talk about me. I can love those who put my name on the signboard. I'm in a love relationship, and because I'm in a love relationship, I'm connected, you all, to the true vine. I'm connected to love because Jesus is love. I'm connected to one who can bring about healing in my brokenness. I'm connected to one that can bring deliverance. I'm connected to one that has forgiven me of my sins and who has called me to forgive others as well. Jesus. Yes, Jesus, the perfect gift, gives us hope for the future. No matter what we face in life today, we know that our future is safe in God's hand. I want to say something tonight to each of us, and I know you already know this because you are an ambassador of Christ. You are kingdom citizens, and I know you already know this. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who the prime minister is. It doesn't matter about local government. Let me tell you, not that I'm not concerned, because I do know that the state of mind of people, when they don't care for poor people, when they don't care for people who are below them, Sister Maxwell, I understand. I understand that they're not worried about poor folks. I understand they're not worried about those that live in dilapidated houses, those that are living in the woods and all of those things. But let me tell y'all about somebody that really cares. I come by tonight and let you know that my Jesus, he cares about all people. He brings hope to you all, not just for the future, but he brings me a hope right now for the right now today. No matter what we face in life today, no matter what we face, we know that our future is safe in the hands of God. That's why I tell young people and middle-aged people and old people, hold to God's unchanging hand. I know we're going to have some trials. I know we're going to have some tribulations, but I'm like David now. I once was young, but now I'm old. Hallelujah, tonight we can look to Jesus for comfort, knowing that he is always walking alongside us. We can always know that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. We can always depend on him, for he keeps every promise that he made. He promised to walk with us. He promised to talk with us. He promised never to leave us. He promised, Sister Dudley. He promised, Sister Ruben. No matter what waters we go through, no matter what rivers we face, no matter what fiery situations we face, God said that we would go through them and that he would be with us. So tonight I want to talk about that perfect gift. I can't talk about the diamond earrings. I can't talk about the iPad or the new laptop computer. It's a gift, but it's not the perfect gift. Because I'll tell you, Deacon Connor, you know how software is. You know how technology is. It comes in and it goes out. I have a computer at home, and it happens to be one of the eighth generation, and now they're somewhere up to 13 or 14. On the 15th generation. They go out, you all. The technology goes out. They're going to be asking you 6 more months, why don't you upgrade to a new phone? But let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus is the perfect gift. You don't have to worry about an upgrade. You don't have to worry about adding additional memory. You don't have to worry about taking it to the Geek Squad at Best Buy. All you got to do is get in a place with him. All you got to do is get in that prayer closet with him, and I'm gonna tell you, he'll give you an upgrade like never before. You don't have to take it to the Geek Squad. You don't have to take it to this person or that person. You can take it to Jesus. God gave us a gift beyond our wildest dreams. of guilt that came down through 42 generations and gave sight to the blind. Oh, he called those that were lame to be able to walk. He called those that were sick to be able to get well. A gift, yes, a gift, the perfect gift that brings true liberation from addiction, brings true liberation from fear of disease. It brings true liberation from worries over where you are going to move to or the stress of a difficult job. Yes, this perfect gift, you all, gives us the strength when we get the news that one of our family members have been promoted. It gives us the strength to be able to go through, the strength to be able to say, if the Lord brought me to it, he's going to bring me through it. With this perfect gift, my brothers and sisters, this evening on this Christmas Eve, we have someone who's walking alongside us, giving us the support and encouragement for the path that is ahead. Yes? Some kind of like Dr. King tonight. Dr. King said we're going to have some dog days. Dog days are coming. Well, I stopped by tonight to let you know that I serve the light of the world, even in the midst of dog days, even in the midst of things happening, I still serve the God that is the light of the world. And he brings light to darkness. He dispels the darkness and brings light. I stopped by tonight to tell somebody, to encourage all of us tonight, we may have some dark days, but I want you to know that you are connected to the true vine, that you are connected to power. Not only are you connected to power, but if you keep on renewing your mind, causing your mind to be transformed by the word of God, you will be able to say, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. I'm going to keep on going because we are going to make it. This perfect gift, Stephen Connor, which money can't buy. It's free, completely free. There are no conditions. We don't need to have been good to receive it. It is simply there for us to accept the Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration. Yes, Jesus waits for us with open arms, and we can go to him with empty hands. You don't have to wait till Christmas. You don't have to wait until tomorrow. Your gift is always waiting for you because God loves you. That there's something else about this perfect gift as I get ready to close tonight. The gift of Jesus. It holds its value for all eternity. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave and gave and gave and gave thousands of years later. The gift of Jesus is still giving. Oh, some of these gifts we got last year in 2023, we don't even know where they are. Ask some of these little children, where is the gift you got in 2023? They don't even know where it is. But let me tell you, when you get connected to Jesus, when you get connected to this gift of Jesus, he just keeps on giving. He keeps on giving. He keeps on giving thousands of years later. Sister Ann, the gift of Jesus is still giving. There's something else about this perfect gift. The gift of Jesus. You need to know this one, you all. It never expires. Yes, there is no use by date stamped on Jesus. Y'all know how it is. Some of these products we buy, it's got a use by date. They say it's best if you use it before this date comes. But I stopped by tonight to let you know that Jesus does not have an expiration on him. There's no use by date stamped on Jesus. He won't go bad and he won't spoil. And you won't have to ever throw him out. Neither does he ever go out of style. Y'all know what it's like. We used to dress a certain way in the 1960s. We used to wear the bell bottoms. We used to have the afros. We used to have this and that and the platform shoes. But look at the style now. We see that same style coming back. But let me tell y'all something. Jesus does not ever go out of style. There's never a need to update him. He doesn't need to be refreshed like our computers have to be refreshed. You don't have to trade them in for a newer model. You know how it is. We have a car and we want another car. We want a smarter model. We want a Tesla. We want this or that. But let me tell you about Jesus. You don't have to trade him in for a newer model. Now, some people like to give gift cards during the holiday season, but some companies have a policy that assesses penalties, Sister Maxwell, for non-use. In other words, if you don't use the card within an allotted amount of time, the company begins to deduct money from the gift card and will keep doing so until the balance is zero. Let me tell you about Jesus tonight. Jesus never has a zero balance. Oh, let me say that again. Jesus never has a zero balance. He is the gift that never expires. He's the gift that never goes out of style. He's the gift that never becomes outdated or absolute or obsolete. Every generation needs a redeemer. Every generation needs a savior to lift them out of sin and into the righteousness of God. Jesus, yes, Jesus, my elder brother, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, who was the Son of Mary, Jesus is the perfect gift. It's one gift that will never lose its value. It will never lose its worth. Jesus is the perfect gift. Even though we don't deserve and could never earn this gift, God freely gave Jesus to all who will receive him. What about you tonight? You made the Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration. But as we approach 2025, it doesn't mean that I'm going to get that, Deacon Connor. But if the Lord gives me just a few more minutes and a few more hours in 2024, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise him. I'm going to tell others about Jesus, that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves. And Jesus wants to take us, take our messes and make them into messages. He wants to take our trials and tribulations and make them into testimonies on tonight. Jesus, Jesus, God's love for us in Christ never fades. It never diminishes or never weakens. God's love for us remains consistent and continually available. This Christmas, how about us, 2024, give the perfect gift. How about giving Jesus? He's everything we need in one package. You notice I don't have to have my name on a whole lot of packages when it comes to Jesus. Jesus, everything that I need is in one package. Isaiah the prophet said, he said it right there in Isaiah 9:6-7, that for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Tonight, I don't know about you, but my intention is to give the perfect gift on tomorrow. My intention is, if the Lord allows me, to give the perfect gift the day after and the day after. Because guess what? I found it. I found the perfect gift. I found the perfect gift. He lives on the inside of me. He lives. I know Christ Jesus lives because he lives on the inside of me. He lives on the inside of me. Give the perfect gift. Give the perfect gift. Give Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful message. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dale. Wonderful message. Amen. Pastor Campbell, welcome to the line this evening. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Merry Christmas to all. Amen. God bless all the saints on the line. Deacon Connor, as we enjoy our time together in this eve before the day of celebration,
that we focus on as Christmas Day. Dr. Deb, thank you for that powerful message of encouragement to us. Yeah, there'll be some exchanging of gifts. There'll be some gift giving. There'll be some things that are given. Some people are going to like what they get. Some people may not like what they get. But there's only one perfect gift. Thank you for reminding us of the perfect gift. A little child. A son was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank God for him, the gift that keeps on giving. I loved it. I loved it, Dr. Dev. No expiration day. It's eternal. He's eternal. And he's offered us eternal life. For those of us who believe and receive the gift of eternal life, he loved us so much that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. I just thank God for this encouraging word tonight, powerful word tonight. So many things you hear. I heard Deacon Connor rolling and loving it and receiving it. And we all receive this word tonight in the power of the Spirit that you gave it, knowing that he lives in us, helping us to get through the different things that we have. Yes, people will face some trials and tribulations and challenges, but we know that we have him, and because we have him, we have overcome the world because he overcame. So thank God for that message tonight. I wish everyone a great Christmas celebration as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, recognizing that he was born, Emmanuel, God with us. And he's still with us today. God bless you. God bless all the saints on the line. And we just pray that we can continue into the new year, trusting in our Lord. Thank you, Dr. Deb. God bless you, and God bless your ministry as you continue to bless us in the new year to come. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Kuiper. Thank you so much. Is Apostle on? Apostle? Yes, sir. Good man. Anyone else? Thank y'all so much, Dr. Dale. My little microwave. So, if there's no one else that has comments or questions to the excellent deliverance of the walk in the words this evening, and by the way, a standby, amen, amen. So, if there's no one else, any comments, we will move on to praise reports tonight. Praise reports. Any praise reports? I thank God for life, health, and strength. Every time I drive down the street or walk down the driveway, I see people that are worse off than me. And I thank God for life, health, and strength, the activities of my limbs. And amen, amen, amen. Anyone else? Additions to the prayer list this evening.
I'd like to put on the prayer list Marshall Kellum. I believe he lives in Ohio now. He's had a stroke. And my little friend next door, her grandmother lives next door. She's about 13 or 14. She, her name is Ariana. She's a little white girl. She tried to kill herself this week, and she's in Augusta.
Amen, amen. If there's
and, of course, the Dudley Oliver family.
Yes, the Dudley Oliver family. Yes. And, Sister Sunshine, you want to make that announcement now? I think this is an appropriate time to let the ministry know what's going on with the arrangements?
Good evening, everyone. My brother will be funeralized on Thursday at 1 p.m. at Little Poplar Spring Baptist Church, Bowenville, Georgia. Anyone that would like to go, I'll be leaving my house around 11 o'clock, going down there. So,
and
my address
is 1 o'clock,
1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And the and my address is 3950 Hartney Street, Macon, Georgia. I'm out here by the old mall. And I appreciate all the prayers, all the love, all the time you all have spent with me. Thank you all so very much. God bless.
All right, Sunshine, we wish you the best. And you know we always praying for you. And those of you that want to make any kind of monetary contribution to the repast that they're having in Bowenville, Georgia, we welcome you to contact us to Ruby Sunshine Dudley and get the details. And we are praying and we are worshiping that that you have a good home going for your brother. Amen. Anyone else?
Okay, and you said the film is going to be at the church?
Cemetery.
Graveside, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyone else, please? If there's no one else?
Yes, I would like for you all to pray for my family. My brother-in-law, who had his head injury last year, transitioned Friday night, and we'll be on our way up to Virginia Friday morning to funeralize him. So if you can remember James Cole's family.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll hold the James Cole's family up in prayer, and we pray for safe travels back in.
Thank you. Thank
for the
you.
Celebration. Amen. Are there others? If there are no others, we'll proceed on to our closing prayers. Lou Britt Williams, we are ready. Amen.
Deacon Connor?
Yes.
We'll do our scripture along with another announcement this evening.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine, dear. You're fine. Just want to remind all of you, as well as to thank all of you for your support from the beginning of January all the way down to almost to the last Tuesday in this year. I want to thank you for that, as well as to remind you that this Sunday we will be at Loaves and Fishes downtown. We are partnering with Pastor Troy Young from Hope Ministries, and we hope that you all can come out and support us. If not, we certainly ask if you will be praying for us. They will start at 10 o'clock with their Sunday school right there on campus, and then we will proceed into the 11 o'clock service there. After that, we will sit down and have a family meal. So that's this Sunday, the fifth Sunday in December. We will be downtown Macon with Pastor Troy Young. Our scripture tonight, two scriptures, if you don't mind, Deacon Carter. First one coming from Isaiah 43:2, and this is to encourage our families that are in the midst of traveling, our families that are in the midst of having members of their family being promoted. And this is what it reads from Isaiah 43:2, a very familiar passage. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. and through the rivers, they should not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you should not be burned, and the flame should not consume you. Every place that you see you at, put your name there and know that this is what God says to you. We will all pass through waters and rivers of hardship and uncertainty and walk through the fires of life. But God promises, I will be with you personally, presently, in the midst of the fire, just as he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys. God is with you. Our last scripture to encourage you is Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In this, one of the most well-known passages in the Bible, God tells us, he tells you, he tells me, he cares for us. He cares for us intimately and personally. He leads us. He feeds us. He gives us rest in him. Our good shepherd feeds us and refreshes us in his word in green pastures. He personally restores our souls when we are weary and when we are drained. He personally leads us in path of righteousness for his name's sake, so that we will bring glory to his name. Amen.
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 Our Father, we come this morning, I'm sorry, this evening, saying thank you. And once again, asking your forgiveness for all my many thoughts and sins that I've done that are not pleasing to you. I come this evening, Lord, to lift up your people.
Yes.
I come lifting up Marshall Keller, that I understand has had a stroke. We come lifting up healing for Marshall. We're going to go ahead and say thank you for the healing. We're going to go ahead and appreciate you in advance. And I come lifting up Ariana. You know Ariana. You know all the troubles she's going through. She's just a young lady, a little girl. I don't know what's causing her to think that she's not worthy of this world, but you know. First of all, she needs to walk with you, and she needs to get to know you better. She's confused, but Lord, take her by her hand. Let her know that you are the answer, and you can do it all for her through her. And then, Lord, we lift up the Dudley Oliver family. You know the Dudley family. You know Sister Ruby Dudley. She's been walking with you, and she's been carrying the load a long time for Brother Jig. But we thank you for the many years that you blessed her to carry the load, that she didn't fall. She didn't give up. She kept going and kept going, and she blessed him to stay in her home. Oh, what a mighty God. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. And we ask you to give her continued strength as she goes to bury her brother. We ask for continued strength because we know you are the only one that can do it. And we're going to go ahead and say thank you in advance.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, you've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so wonderful. And we thank you for Sister Clayton, who's been by her side, and so many others that were blessings to her during his illness. We're going to have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And we lift up the James Cole family as they travel to Virginia to bury their loved one. We lift them up safely as they go safely through, and then as they return safely through. Oh,
yes.
The broken hearts we have through the holiday season. Oh, and they're so much more memorable through the holiday season than any other time. But, Lord, just let them know whether it's Christmas, Easter, or whatever season it is, you still there. You still got them. You still able to carry them through this pain. So through their darkness, light up their way. Light up their way. And let the light shine. Let them know that those rivers are not going to overflow them. They're not going to drown. They're going to come out on top. So we're going to go ahead and say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I wish for all of you a happy and Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time with your families. And it has been a fun, pleasing pleasure to be with you all tonight. Enjoy your day tomorrow and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good night. Love all y'all.
Pastor Kiefer to Emmanuel.
Oh. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Emmanuel.
All right.
Yes.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Yes.
Emmanuel. 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 Emmanuel, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
The perfect gift. Brother, he can sing. Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow, while you're sitting by the fireplace, while you're sitting under the Christmas tree, opening the gifts, and piling up all those wraps and garbage that you put in the trash can, we wish you the best. Y'all take care, and like I said, love y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Give the perfect gift.
Merry Christmas. Jesus.
The reason for the season.
We know Aurelia out of town. Praise the Lord. I pray she's enjoying herself.
Maddie's out of town.
Okay. Well.
It's only me, dear.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Clay.
Merry Christmas, darling.
I will give you a call after a while.
I'll be here.
Okay. Love you all.
All right, darling. Okay. Good night.